It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
This is the second episode in our series, Reclaiming Forgiveness. As before, I'll begin with a question. Are you confusing love with forgiveness? Love and forgiveness are often confused with each other, and that confusion results in great loss. Part of the problem with our modern Western Christian confusion about forgiveness is that we have mislabeled the biblical concept of love and call it forgiveness or something like it. The result is that we reduce the scope and power of love, and we pretty much lose an understanding of biblical forgiveness altogether. Let me attempt to describe this confusion with an illustration from the toolbox of a skilled worker. If the worker needs to tighten a bolt, a wrench is needed to turn or screw the nut onto the bolt. If a hammer is used instead of a wrench, the hammering will damage the bolt, not tighten it. If, on the other hand, the goal is to knock a nail into a piece of wood, a skilled worker would not use a wrench. A hammer is what's needed. If the wrench is used to knock the nail, the danger is that both the nail and the wrench will be damaged. The wrench and the hammer are two valuable tools from the toolbox, but we need to understand and use them properly. Otherwise, we will damage the tool and damage the project we are working on. Similarly, if we confuse love and call it forgiveness or call forgiveness love, we will damage the tool, for example, the biblical concept of forgiveness, and we will damage the relationship and the people we desire to help. Here are two questions to highlight the distinction between love and forgiveness. First, does God always love? And second, does God always forgive? Now, it's fairly straightforward to answer the first question, does God always love? For instance, the Apostle John declares that the very nature of God is love when he writes, God is love, in 1 John 4, verses 8 and 16. Paul writes in Romans 5, verse 8, that God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, we could go into more depth here, but I think you already agree that God always loves. In other words, God loves unconditionally. He loves us even when we were still sinners. Now, what about the second question? Does God always forgive? Remember our core verse about forgiveness in the previous podcast. In Ephesians 4, verse 32, we read, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." Paul repeats the same principle in Colossians 3, verse 13. How do we forgive? The text tells us, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So let me ask you, if you're a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, how did God in Christ forgive you? That is the essence of the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel. In Acts 10, as Peter proclaims this gospel to the centurion Cornelius and his household, he comes to the decision point with the final sentence of his message in Acts 10, verse 43. All the prophets testify about him, that is, of Jesus Christ crucified and raised from the dead, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Does God forgive unconditionally? No. God forgives all those who believe in Jesus Christ, and that requires a change on our part. There is a condition to receiving God's forgiveness. Put another way, forgiveness is freely given based on repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. So God loves unconditionally, and God forgives conditionally. We will deal with this concept more as the series progresses. One of the things we will show is that love is a necessary and abiding precondition to forgiveness, but I emphasize that love is not the same as forgiveness. Now, I've been confronted on this distinction between love and forgiveness more than once or twice. Here's an example. No, that can't be right. I've been taught that you must always forgive, even when the offender doesn't acknowledge the wrong. And then she added this challenge. Can you give me one example from the Bible in which God does not forgive? My response was, well, yes, there are numerous instances, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, in which God does not and will not forgive. One of many examples is Lamentations 3, verse 42. We have sinned and rebelled, and you, that is God, have not forgiven. Another text is Joshua 24, verse 19. Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. In the gospel records, for instance, in Matthew 12, Jesus himself warns that whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. So again, God always loves. God does not always forgive. Put another way, God's love is unconditional. God's forgiveness is conditional. Forgiveness is an action in which God does or does not do. To be forgiven is to engage in God's process for rebuilding a damaged or broken relationship. We can choose or not choose to engage in that process of forgiveness. There's a danger in confusing love and forgiveness. If we examine more closely those instances when God does not forgive, it is when the offender, wrongdoer, or sinner does not or will not acknowledge the offense, wrong, or sin. When there is no acknowledgement of the offense, forgiveness cannot happen. So again, God always loves. God does not always forgive. Put another way, if the offense that damaged or broke a relationship remains unacknowledged, the fractured relationship cannot be rebuilt. In some circumstances, I love you is an expression of the character of God, whereas you are forgiven is a mere sham. To confuse love and forgiveness is to diminish, even lose, both. The distinctions and the connections between love and forgiveness need to be re-explored and reclaimed. For the purposes of this podcast, it is enough to raise the issue. We are muddling love and forgiveness to the extent that we are losing both. In many ways, we are in danger of no longer understanding and practicing either forgiveness or love. The challenge is to be willing to listen afresh and to live lives that actually embody both. The next podcast will illustrate forgiveness using a well-known story in the Bible.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at hopestreamradio.com.